This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. How you guys doing? I'm in Detroit at the Miftah Institute. Let's go ahead and take a look inside and get a sneak peek before the main event begins. Zakaria,
yeah.
What can you tell us about Miftah?
Miftah, subhanAllah, you know, we're very blessed to have a place like Miftah here in Michigan. You know, they have always, you know, events, conferences, seminars, bringing these amazing speakers from, you know, all around the world. It really, you know, creates an environment where people really want to learn about Islam and benefit anything, you know, a range of different topics. So alhamdulillah, we have a service like Miftah here in Michigan.
MashaAllah. All right. What the brother just told me, see, when they bought the facility, actually it was facing towards the Qibla. And look, we got our little Qibla app, and it's facing towards the Qibla. Alhamdulillah. Isn't that nice? We got the whole, this is the whole Miftah crew here.
Yeah, we're standing here for tomorrow. Amazing. Like, it's huge. This is, because there's nothing like this in Chicago for Muslims. This big.
Haras coffee in the house. So alhamdulillah, the brothers gave us a little bit of a nice tour here at Miftah. So it was nice meeting all of you.
Thank you guys for coming first, and nice meeting you. You know, we always see you on YouTube and stuff. But thank you guys for coming. I love that you guys.
Jazakallah khair for coming. It's a pleasure to meet you all. Of course, man.
Keep us in your du'as and we'll see you.
Well, we're gonna put this on for
In the film Roots, he would say Allah. He was calling on God,
yeah.
Almighty, the Creator, Allah.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about Islam. And Islam just means to submit your will to that one Creator,
yeah,
to one God.
Yeah, that one God.
And that's the beautiful thing. You know, when Malcolm, when Muhammad Ali, when they went back to their roots and they went back and they started digging, they came to Islam because they saw what you're talking about, that all the prophets.
But you got to remember this.
Go ahead.
When Malcolm went to Mecca, right?
Yes. So you know
and
about
it messed, Mecca. Yeah, it messed his head up, right? Because he never seen someone your color or this man color that's feminine or that man color that all got along.
Exactly.
That's different races where it lets you know, at the end of the day, God is love. Love is peace. And when people can understand that, that's when this world will get better, mm-hmm. where you can show your kids.
Yeah. How much do you know?
Love.
How much do you know about Islam? Have you like looking into Malcolm? You obviously know about
Malcolm. I have read every Bible.
Have you read the Quran?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the main message you got from it?
Just like the Holy Bible, the whole thing is everything is love.
Do you believe Jesus was God or sent by God? Because we as Muslims, we believe he's a mighty messenger, and we love him.
I believe that Jesus, which is God's son. How can I say this in the correct way? He's another prophet. And
there
what I mean by another prophet
there you
is,
go.
That's it's
what we
no
believe.
One higher than the Lord. You feel me?
That's the Almighty, so, the creator of the heavens and earth. Praise and thanks and worship belong to the creator.
Yes, but you know, his son was a prophet to show everybody something.
Now, when you say son, what we would just say, we would just make an adjustment. We would say, obviously, he's closer to God than any of us.
Yes.
Metaphorically, we would say that we're all the children of God, but God doesn't have sons and daughters, you know, literally. That's
right. Right, and I agree with that.
There you go. You mind if I just take 1 minute, I'll give you a real quick rundown what Islam, so you just have a real comprehensive, easy to understand. We believe that Islam was there since day one with the first man, Adam. And throughout time, God Almighty, out of his love, like you're talking about love, out of his love and mercy, he sent guidance. And every messenger came with the same message. Every prophet and messenger came with the same message.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to make you understand.
That's a part of your name. Yes.
It's like, I'm Christian, but God sent every messenger in different religion.
God Almighty sent messengers and prophets, different places and times and destinations. And from there, that message is always the same. Worship the creator of the heavens and earth alone without associates.
Basically.
And obey the messenger that was sent. So at Noah's time, you have to obey.
Just like how you guys say, all love to Allah.
like how we say all love to Jesus.
What I've seen over the years talking to many Christians also is because obviously they don't know that we also as Muslims love and revere Jesus as one of the mightiest messengers sent by God, that he was
but
the Messiah.
Guess what?
Over time, God Almighty sent message, prophets and messengers all came with the same message, worship one and only one God and be morally upright. So the messenger that was sent during that time.
Thank you. During that time.
During that time, Noah,
everyone
time,
had
Moses,
one.
Jesus.
After Jesus.
Then we say Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him.
Thank you,
my brother. See? Thank you, you see?
So during Jesus' time, we would say that the message was La ilaha illallah. What that means is there's nothing worth, you'd have to proclaim or profess that there's nothing worthy of worship except the creator of the heavens and earth. And Jesus is his messenger.
Yes.
During Moses' time, La ilaha illallah, there's nothing worthy of worship except the one God, Almighty, and Moses' messenger. We say during this time now, La ilaha illallah, there's nothing worthy of worship except the one God, and Muhammad is his final messenger, right? So Jesus did certain miracles to prove that he was indeed a messenger sent by God.
You see how you asked me, have I ever read the Quran,
and
right?
That's the living miracle that we have today. That we
What's the last messenger in the Quran?
Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings
Thank
be upon
you.
Him. Yes.
Thank you, my brother.
You know, Malcolm, when he came back from Hajj, you know, and he's standing, come over here, he's standing next to the white, to the black, this is how Malcolm's standing
and
in
what
Hajj.
He, and right? what he said, he said, before I went to the nation of the Holy Land, I never knew I had brothers that was white,
look at that.
Asian, black, or Arab, right?
Yes, and he said,
because his mind was washed with anybody that had pale skin and blue eyes or blonde hair or looked like a white man was an enemy, but they're not your enemies.
No.
You your own enemy, because guess what? If you don't believe in the Lord, you make yourself the enemy. People can do stuff, but you can forgive them. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is the biggest thing in this world, and I wish a lot of people would understand that. Are you feminist? Forgive people. This is the Dean, the Dean Show. This is the Dean, the Dean Show.